Grace and peace unto you, friends, from the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What is it that we hope for when we pray? I've spent most of my life wondering this question, and ultimately it led me to not being a very prayerful person as a result of it. And as you might be able to imagine for a seminarian, this was a slight source of shame because at holiday meals, Leah can pray, she's in seminary, or Leah, I have a question for you about prayer, and you should know the answer because you're going to be a pastor someday. Well, ultimately, I finally got tired of this and decided to ask one of my professors at Wartburg in the fall. And I told Thomas that, at least in the ways that it had been presented to me, prayer was indeed something that humans use for companionship and communion with God, which I thought was perfectly lovely. However, it was also presented as being used as a means to attempt to make a puppet master out of God that we can manipulate whenever we feel like, which is something I do not believe we can do. Or prayer could be used as a means to test God. God, if you just do this one thing, then I shall believe. Or really, prayer often revealed that we are just as afraid of sickness and death and dying as anyone else. My professor chuckled at me and told me that for many years he felt similarly about prayer. And then he presented me with about a 3-mile-long list of books to read about the subject, academia at its finest for you. But I have been reading this list, reading and making notes and reflecting and discussing with a few others. However, I was not fully ready to share my thoughts thus far with lots and lots of people. And if you have a doubt that God has a sense of humor, when Pastor John asked if I would preach this weekend, I said yes, and I never once opened the texts. So, here we are. Prayer is hard. Prayer is very raw. Prayer often digs right into the thick of our own doubts and questions about God and how God acts and moves in God's world. Prayer has and can be talked about in very hurtful ways. In the little over a year since my mother's diagnosis with cancer, well-meaning people have often referred me to this gospel text to ask me if I have been persistent in praying for her cure, or if I have been praying rightly about her cure. We can use prayer as a dividing line. We pray for the candidates that we like to be elected. We pray for people with whom we disagree to open their hearts and minds to new, read our, ideas and opinions. When people are healed, when the candidates that we like are elected, and when things seem to be generally good, refrains of, God has answered our prayers, sing out. When hatred bubbles around us and loss after loss after loss hits us, and things seem to be generally awful, God must not be here. Or at least, God is not listening. And maybe God doesn't care. Plagues our thoughts. And we never fully realize that this is a little bit less about what God is or is not doing, and more about our own human need for control. The phrase, let go and let God, can be taken to mean that we have now put the ball in God's court. It's not my problem. I gave control to God. But when I don't feel that I got my desired outcome, the sense of control that I felt I had over God is gone. And the emptiness in that feeling of being shown full face that God is not some transactional deity with us, that God is not a puppet master at our beck and call, that God does not exist for us, but rather we exist for God, can be an isolating place to land. Friends, I do not know fully what prayer is, nor do I think I or we or anyone can ever fully know. But what I do know is that all of my struggles with prayer are because I have made God small, are because I put my trust, my faith, in the falsehood of individualism that the good gifts that God gives us are health, wealth, and might. God and me, me and God, and no one else. No. Nothing from St. Luke today is about an individual. The neighbor persists for bread to be hospitable. In the communities that Jesus told parables to, hospitality was a communal responsibility. Parents and caregivers and strong folks are giving children and outcast ones bread and eggs and fish. Give us each day. Forgive us, for we ourselves forgive. And how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Prayer can and should be done as a practice of time alone with God, but done in the mindset of a community. Nothing about our Christian life is individual. God in Christ Jesus died alone so that all of creation would never be alone. The almightiness of God was not revealed in splendor and in lights. The almightiness of God was revealed with a cry in the straw and a cry from a tree and in slipping into the locked room to say, "Peace be with you." We have been baptized in a community, into a community. In baptism, God sealed us to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ so that our lives would never again be just for the individual, but be for all, a marker of the grace and love that God has for all of creation. We have been unburdened of our sins because they are the nails that hung Christ to the cross. And yet, in the mystery of the cross, in the mystery of baptism, these no longer define us. We are defined by faith. Faith that is generated by the Holy Spirit that God gives to us so freely. It is the Holy Spirit that calls us in our baptism to live in community in Christ. It is Christ who teaches us to continually pray to be open and persistent in awareness of that Holy Spirit. So, friends, pray for strength. God does not call us to easy work. Pray for healing, knowing that healing is more than cured from disease. Pray for peace and justice and reconciliation, because we are God's instruments in this work. But yet still, as human beings, we require something tangible. We need to see the nails in the hands and touch the piercing in his side. So remember your baptism. God's Holy Spirit poured over you in water, a sign of eternal promise. Come to the table. God's Holy Spirit in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, broken and shed, given for you. Come to this table. Ask. It has already been given for you. There is little need for you to knock, for the door has already been burst open. And then search and find the face of God in the community that surrounds you. Receive strength, healing, peace, justice, reconciliation and love. The beginning and ending of prayer is here in this meal. May you find all that you need. Thanks be to God. Amen.